Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about saying our piece. When things go wrong in life, when someone transgresses us or where we transgress someone, it can be really, really important to have the opportunity and to go through a process of being able to talk about our side of the story, the impact. So we've got a few tips this week for how you might be able to do that. My first tip is to start with the behavior and to be really clear about naming the behavior, being really clear for yourself and to be able to state almost in a step-by-step kind of way exactly what occurred. And then start to delve below that and have a look at the context and the why, the factors that may have been associated with that. And this is really starting to tap into your understanding of and ability to be aware and to have processed why this event occurred. And so we're talking about things like the feelings, the thoughts, the belief system associated with that. How did this come to be? What were the choices that occurred? And a part of that is also acknowledging where those choices may have been maybe helpful and unhelpful and what the alternatives could have been. If there was a shadow story, if there were doors along the way that could have been walked through, if there were choices that could have been made that weren't, really being able to kind of name those is really, really important. Allows us to grow and heal through these experiences as well. Once you've been able to crystallize your understanding of why something happened, then being able to start to talk about what has happened since. What has the impact been? That is just as true if we are responsible for the incident occurring or as if we are victims or on the receiving end of something that's happened. And being able to name the impact, the ripple effects in relation to things like feelings, thinking, self-perception, self-awareness in the world. Has there been social impacts? You know, has there been an impact in relation to how safe we feel in the world? And also being able to express sincerely and authentically any regret or remorse and being able to really clearly state why that regret and remorse is there can be a really, really important part of the journey and allow other people to forgive us and allow ourselves to start the process of self-forgiveness. Now, it's also true, unfortunately, that this journey, this process may not itself be possible for everyone. For some people, there's just no forum for this. There's no opportunity for this to be done, you know, in a public way. For others, it may be that the other person that they would like to present this information to is not, you know, amenable to the process, is disengaged, or just is no longer around. But the good news is that you can actually do a lot of this for yourself and do it in your own time and in your own space. And the benefits in terms of your awareness, in terms of validating the feelings, in terms of acknowledging the wrong and moving on, are probably going to be close to the same anyway. Obviously, it's going to be better if you can do this and have a public forum and have this with the person. But if you can't, then you can grab a journal and you can walk through this process yourself and maybe share it with someone, a friend, a counselor, someone that you think is emotionally capable and able to kind of hold that information and help you along with that process. So, get some peace by saying your piece this week with Mind Games.